This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace, when he said, "Those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back." Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. We got a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, which is a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, state of the future. NewCaliforniaState.com. We've just got a ton of things going on here, as you can well imagine. Unemployment rate tumbling down 13%. Huge, 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 huge. This is monumental, actually. And by the way, can we just declare the COVID virus thing a hoax and get over with it? You know, it's completely a hoax. Well, as we've said, it's a hoax. And, I had the COVID-19 so-called virus back in January, like a lot of my local, my neighbors and everything else in my little community up here. And we were sick. It was a bad, bad flu. I mean, it was a different kind of thing. I could tell there was something different. It was very different in terms of your feelings and your sensations and so on. And, it just would slam you down. I mean, it was bad. I get that. And there's been fatalities. I get that. But the numbers just do not qualify. And, of course, the initial hoaxing, everything about it is a hoax. And, of course, why is it a hoax? It's an attempt to destroy this economy and this nation. And it was a perfect entree for something like, Antifa and all the riots that are going on right now. Now they want to get rid of the police forces in Minneapolis, right? There's a good communist thing to do. Yeah, and who's out there but Ellison? Are you kidding me, man, with the Antifa handbook? Yeah, I mean, this guy Ellison is a communist Nazi all the way through, and his son is too. And by the way, he's now the attorney general, much like his partner in California, Javier Becerra. Yeah, they were in Congress together, mutual communists together. And, of course, they did mutual damage. You got to remember that Javier Becerra is still being looked at as a prime suspect in what? Who was it? Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Sieg Heil. Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Yeah, remember her with the, she lost her computer? And then the D.C. police got a hold of it. They found, oh, my God, all these top secrets. Well, who had the other Dropbox, if you will, computer? The guy who hired the Owan brothers in the early 2000s just for that reason, for espionage. And who was that? Javier Becerra. And, of course, when he turned over his computer, shockingly, it had been beach blit. It had been scrubbed. You couldn't find anything on it. But people knew because there was a trail that went right to his computer. See, this is the guy who's really committed treasonous acts. And he happens to be right now the Attorney General of the state of California. And you can't make this stuff up. So you got a communist in Minnesota, and you got communists in the communist Nazis, NazComs, I'm going to call them, Nazis and communists. We call them the NazComs collect. By the way, we've got some Agenda 21 Radio coffee that's right here. And I want to tell you, it's pot two, and pot three just beeped off. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we'll be enjoying some of that Agenda 21 Radio coffee. Okay, so let's get back down to it. I know we got a lot of new listeners, and I really appreciate your listenership. We got a lot of things going on. You will be able to call in. Today we had a lot of people calling in yesterday, and the telephone number for the call-in is 215-867-8255. Now, don't call right now because it's being used by Scott. Now, I don't, you know, the guy's he's useful. But in the second and third hours, we'll be taking your calls. We're going to make the normal rounds today to all the major news sources and take your information, because we've got a ton of information that has come in overnight from our venerable citizen journalist. I just want to, again, say thank you so much, you citizen journalist, for the things that you're doing out there. And we want to make sure that you are fully prepared for the day ahead, because there's going to be a lot of major things happening. You know, everybody's beating down on Donald Trump. I mean, of course, it's the left. And you got the, he's working, by the way, have you ordered your Trump rope yet? I swear we're going to start selling Trump rope. Why not, right? Package it. Get your Trump rope today. And by the way, if you are interested in becoming a part of the New California State Militia, you can go to the website and click on and sign up. And we're going to be doing this county by county in California. And it's working out. We've got a lot of connections and a lot of things developing as we speak. So we're really excited about what's happening there. And by the way, there's been really big successes with operations by militia elements in protecting. And, you know, everybody says, oh, you're white supremacist, you're that. No, no, there's real militias out there that do real things, that are veterans and so on, that are very serious people about this. We work definitely with the police departments and sheriffs. So they're all in on public safety. The problem is out here, just like every place else in the nation, you're overrun, and your police cannot handle the numbers, and it leads to all the destruction of your property. And we're seeing, of course, citizens come out and protect their own property by way of the Second Amendment. Yeah, you know, when you sit in front of your business with a couple of your friends with AR-15s, your business doesn't burn. Shocking! I am so shocked. In fact, they just ignore your business. Oh, I don't see those guns! Saving property. Saving businesses one property at a time. I like that one. With your AR-15. And, of course, this is what's going on in California. It's going on in the Dakotas. It's going on in Idaho. It's going on in Virginia. It's going on all over the place. So, you know, the Antifa people, they're really allergic to lead, apparently. But once you put that little fear in them, they seem to back off. I know there's a beatdown that took place of Antifa in Huntington Beach 2 days ago. Shocking. I know it's shocking, but... you know, people, and of course, they got they were laying down on Pacific Coast Highway. There's a big scene about that. A couple of YouTubes out there just to let you know there's some amazing things that have been happening on this front. So the Antifa folks are still being bussed in large numbers in a lot of different places. And we're watching the whole menage a trois that goes on with with those folks. It's kind of interesting to watch these people in action. And of course, it's going to be interesting if they to see if they're losing their steam or not. I mean, I really believe they are. I think they've got some internal problems. Yeah, something about information coming out about other people. Aren't you shocked? I mean, some of their big leaders might have some real bad problems coming forward. And Joe Biden's gaffe last night, just, you know, 15% of the people just don't get it. They're stupid. You know, anyway, we'll talk about Joe Biden's little gaffe. Is anybody taking this guy seriously? You know, that's just if you're a Maoist, you are. And of course, if you're a Maoist, you know the old adage that Stalin used to say, and that is, you know, it doesn't matter who votes, it matters who counts the votes. And, of course, that's where we're at in California. California is leading the way in making sure everybody's got five or six ballots that they can use at one time, right? Isn't that amazing? That just five or six, listen, do you want 10 or 20? If you're an individual voter in California, how many ballots do you want? I want to put ballot requests on the website. You can go to the website, Agenda 21 Radio, and just click on ballot request. And, you know, we'll see to it. We'll contact the governor's office and say, hey, can you send 5,000 ballots to this address? 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Oh, shocking. We'll be back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops
pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, state of the future. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are just going absolutely crazy today. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. It's going to be a wonderful day. And back, you know, it's kind of interesting. I think the protests against Antifa, against, of course, the deep state, and I think it's actually going to. I think there's going to be a change. I really do. I think the more you're going to start to see these people come back again, and say, "Look at hello, we want to be out here. We want to protest against you, Antifa. We want to, and you know, take it on." I think that that's really what's going to be happening, and I'm really pleased to say, you know what, it's time to get back out there and do our own protest, peaceful protest as usual, and. You know, it's just one of those kind of deals. Get out there, protest, and enjoy the weekend. And of course, tomorrow is the anniversary of D-Day. Yeah, and man, do you believe that? The 76th anniversary? Wow, wow, that is kind of interesting, isn't it? This kind of I was born after D-Day. And I just had a little flash through my head, like, wow, you're this age now, and it was 76 years ago today. Wow. So many men died. Yeah, that whole thing, World War II, and now leading to this sort of Hitlerian mindset that we have right now. And, you know, it's interesting if you go back and study Hitler and that whole thing, and as we have done intensively. I actually went to the Führer Bunker and did a lot of studying directly in the Führer Bunker there in Germany, East Germany, and met with some people and stuff like that. It was a very interesting meeting, to say the least. That's where I first heard it and really didn't believe it. It was 1992, and I first heard that Hitler escaped from the bunker and had, you know, went on to do his other things. And I was kind of like, sure, sure. Everybody knows for sure. And sure, sure. Hitler didn't escape. He died. Everybody said. Of course, that was the ruse, and there's no direct evidence. And of course, there's since the release of J. Edgar Hoover's files when he died back in 2010, yeah, 10 or 10, 9 or 10. And the thing that was really kind of interesting was that when J. Edgar Hoover died and his papers became released, people like Peter Lavenda, who wrote the book called The Rat Line, and I really, really recommend The Rat Line to read. And I'm going to give you the second book, which is The Hitler Legacy, which sits on the counter right behind me right now. There are several books I have kept close to me in the radio studio and, you know, studio in general, and it's The Rat Line and The Enemies Within by Trevor Loudon. He's done a fine job there. And anyway, he's done a really, really good job with the whole expose of the communist and so on. So we're going to be bringing him back. But anyway, I keep those books behind me. And of course, Peter Lavenda wrote the book called The Rat Line based upon the fact that he was a Nazi specialist. He was writing books about, you know, post Second World War and about the Nazis and where they went and things like that. And he was tracking them down. And he had always believed, like I did, like I did when I visited the Führer Bunker to research what happened. This is in Berlin, 1992. The wall had fallen and the German government was building, quickly trying to rebuild parts of East Germany. There's a whole disparity because when you have a population that was isolated, as communism can do, of course, if you want community policing and you want to see what the model is like in Minnesota, then all you need to do is go to North Korea. There's community policing. Yeah, and it works. Community policing works upon basically you, the community. You, the community. And I mean this. You got to understand, it's you, the community, the way it works. And meaning you rat each other out. That's how it works. And of course, in East Germany, before the wall fell, East Germany was occupied by the Soviets, the Russians, the Ruskies. And of course, the Soviets at the time would have included the Ukrainians and all these other countries out there. And they brought the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics, right? Soviet means regional. So we have regionalism here in this country. And you really wonder why you see so much of these people kneeling down and all this. It's because of the influence of these Soviet-style governance systems that are in California or throughout the nation. Regionalism, regional boards that have, they're not elected people to the boards. They might be elected to their city or they might be elected to their county, but these regional boards develop and they're appointed. These are all appointed bureaucrats. And they're the ones coming up with the plans that you must follow in your regional areas, which means all the cities and everybody, no independent relationship to the voters. See, they separate themselves out from the voters. That's the whole idea, is to diminish the voters, diminish the influence of the people on the people making the decisions, which is just completely counter to our constitutional way of life, right? Well, that's what they do. That's just what they do. So anyway, getting back to Soviet-style governance and what we have right now today in the Hitler legacies, how it all panned out. But Adolf Hitler, it was pretty well documented by J. Edgar Hoover, that Hoover and the FBI were tracking the whereabouts of Hitler. They were tracking him. After World War II, after 1945, all the way up until really in the 70s. Ah. So it's a very interesting story, very compelling. So as I had done my research, and I really had poo-pooed the idea that Hitler, escaped. And so had Peter Lavenda, who was one of these kind of guys. He was a Hitler, or he was a Nazi hunter, and he's written all kinds of books about Nazis and cults and things like that. And he always believed the story too, as the author. I think he wrote 10 books with that belief system. 10 books. So it was stunning one night when I'm going to bed and I'm, wrapping up the studio, and hard day at the studio, and I climb into bed and I'm listening to Coast to Coast. And I'm listening to the interview, and George Norrie is interviewing this guy, and I'm listening to talk about Nazis and this and that and the other. And pretty soon, boom, I popped up right out of bed because this guy was talking about stuff I knew because I had researched it and been there at the Fuhrer Bunker. And I said, uh-oh, how does he know this? Who is this guy? And, of course, what he was doing was revealing that his book was coming out called The Rat Line, and it was Peter Lavenda. So I got on the phone and I said, I got to get this guy. It's like 2:00 in the morning. We talked and we got him on the show. I said, wow, too much. And of course, that was the whole discovery of how Adolf Hitler did survive and get out. He got out of the bunker plenty of time. And of course, if you now see the series Hunting Hitler, which I recommend on the History Channel, you got to watch the whole thing. It's not accurate at the end. I'll tell you that right now. I don't believe it's accurate at the end. I think it's a deliberate ploy not to make it accurate at the end, because if, in fact, people found out and had a belief system that you would find from Peter Lavenda, which, by the way, came about in his second book about the Hitler situation called The Hitler Legacy, which meant if Hitler survived, he had a legacy. What legacy did he leave behind? And where did he die? And the evidence from Hoover and others, aside from what you see in Hunting Hitler, which is pretty much close to what we understand up until the very end, he didn't die in Argentina, he died in Indonesia. And guess what? He had working relationships with people like Edmund G. Brown Jr. of California. Don't you hate it when that happens?
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com. That's 821R.com. And, of course, NewCaliforniaState.com. NewCaliforniaState.com. We're going to go to Breitbart now, see how the world is living through Breitbart. Remember, this is the day, one of the days in which we do these things. We go through all the different things. Quick to buy online prices, compare. Man, what these guys are selling, these big Haas machines called Smarts. I'm being distracted. Jobs boom, unemployment falls to 13%, and economy adds 2.5 million jobs. Shocking. Shocking. You know, I think I heard there's a report out by Peter Navarro, our own Chris Streets. You know, we got to get Chris on the show again today. We got to roust his butt out of the bed. Man's sleeping way too much. What's wrong with this picture? Anyway, the unemployment rate fell to 13.3% and payrolls unexpectedly rose by 2.5 million workers as the easing of restrictions on business activity and government aid led to new hiring in May. No. The economy rebound? Yeah. You know what? I think people are sick. The Democrats have overplayed their hand again. They have. Where's Antifa now when you need them, right? All, you know, people get tired of the chaos. And you know what they start doing is they start stepping up and standing up. You know, we're forming a militia, a county militia, county by county. And, you know, we might not need it, but I'll tell you what, we've used it in the last week. We've seen elements of it being done voluntarily all over the state. Hello? It's going to be a reactive force. Hey, I'm telling you, this is here, it is now. So people are sick and tired of it. And pretty soon, you know, people, these Antifa folks, they're getting beat down in different places, like in Huntington Beach and other places around the nation. People just had enough. And so, listen, you've pissed off the American people. That's really all you've done. Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, you guys have just pissed off the American people. And you're going to have the wrath of the American people is going to come your way. And just coincidentally, don't you hate when a plan comes together? Just coincidentally, all these reports by John Durham about to hit and Bill Barr and all these indictments. I mean, my God, and questions. Valerie Jarrett, come back to the United States. Come on, girl. I know you ran off to Canada after you had your time in front of the grand jury. Boy, I bet they have some more questions. I'm sure that we can get Mr. Trudeau to extradite you, right? Wrong. Well, of course, Trudeau's in bed with Valerie Jarrett. Now that's a bad visual. It's a bad visual for Valerie Jarrett. What is wrong with me today? It's a bad visual for Valerie Jarrett. I bet. It's a scary thought. I mean, if I was Valerie, I'd be scared to death of him. Oh, that's Trudeau's in bed with me. Anyway, but she won't come back. She's still in Canada. See, she's been orchestrating all this stuff. And how's that working out for you, girlfriend? How's that working out? So this is something to really celebrate. This is pretty awesome, actually. You got the job gains mark a sudden turnaround from a month earlier when the economy shed a staggering 20.5 million jobs, by far the worst month of the economy on records back to 1939. Economists had expected the unemployment rate to rise to nearly 20% and the economy to shed an additional $8 million. The mandatory closures of many businesses and stay-at-home orders slammed what had been a very healthy labor economy or market. And it says the economy added jobs for the 113th straight weeks. Wow. Through February, a record streak of growth. The unemployment rate was 3.5% in February, and yet job creation was running very hot, with the economy adding an average of 211,000 new jobs each month. The government has undertaken unprecedented efforts to support employment and provide aid to those who have lost their jobs. Around 150 million taxpayers received stimulus payments of up to $1,200 per adult per household, plus additional amounts for children. The Treasury Paycheck Protection Program is backing $669 billion of loans to small businesses. It says recent data suggests the labor market has been stabilizing and is now improving, and the number of people applying for unemployment benefits has declined every week since hitting a record high of 6.8 million in March. And last week, this number fell to around 1.8 million. Over 40 million new claims have been made for unemployment since the wave, but ongoing claims are just over 20 million, indicating the American people have been rehired after losing their jobs. I'm just the messenger. That's all I am. I'm just the messenger. Do we get that? Repeat after me. I am just the messenger. And what we've got here is that we've got American job. They've people rehired. Shocking. Did Nancy Pelosi and the crew think that they could just stop the American economy? You've stopped it pretty cold in California. Of course you have. Communist land, right? Communist land. And by the way, I don't think you can get away with community policing out here. Just do away with the police, right? We're going to get the whole communist method. I didn't even finish my story about the community policing. The Stasi and all that good stuff. Yeah, they did it by rat finking your people out. That's how they do it. They get people to rat on each other, and then the Gestapo shows up and takes you away and shoots you. Job done. That's what happens. Listen, that's exactly what... This is not make-a-believe, folks. That's exactly what happens in these kind of systems. There's no due process. What the hell do you need due process for? Forget it. They'll seize anything they want. They'll shut you down. They don't want you to talk. You don't talk. COVID-19, remember? Remember how they did that? You talk about Hitler-esque. COVID-19, right. Take away your rights. That's what this means in Minneapolis. You think these people are going to have freedom of speech again? And, of course, now we go through this whole thing again. You know, you got to be guaranteeing the rights, and the federal government has to do that. And I'll tell you what. In the Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution, it says it right there. It says it right there. That you've got to have a guarantee. Republican form of government, freedom from invasion, and freedom from domestic violence. They're not going to give you freedom from domestic violence. They're going to become more violent. Without any due process. Without any rights. That's what's going to happen here in these community situations. So, you know, the Lavenda book and my visit and stuff like that to East Germany, what I learned about the Stasi, which is the policing force that they want to put in Minneapolis, because, you know, you got the CIA agents that work down there pretty hard overtime, right, with the Red Lake Reservation and Amy Klobuchar. Remember, she's good friends with John McCain. Oh, I'm sorry, he's deceased now. Right, that whole group of folks down there. They're in charge there in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And that's why they're pushing this. They want a communist Nazi, NASCOMs, we call it, a NASCOM system, which is like the old Stasi system that you found in East Europe. And this is how it works. You ever see the movie Swing Kids? It's really pretty interesting to see that. But what happens is that you have a whole network of people that fink you out. The whole population at the time in Eastern Europe, as an example, that were part of the Stasi, the secret police, was about 40% of the population. Shocking. And they always kept an eye on other people. And if somebody was out of line, they'd report it to the Stasi. If you brought a Bible, they'd report it. They'd take you away and shoot you. That's how they did it then.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow. And I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Okay, we're going to stick around here a little bit on Breitbart. And I got to tell you, these are cold reads, so I haven't gone. I didn't do this part of the show prep this morning. Sorry, doing it with you live right now. Here comes show prep. But, you know, we've got some good articles going on here. And we're going to also go to guns and go over to, as we get closer, those missiles just don't work too well. We're going to go over to... The Epoch Times, okay, says Nolte. This is the headline here from John Nolte at Breitbart. The left's eating itself. Let them eat. Let them fight. That's it. That's my point. Listen, I'm telling you, there's great minds are thinking alike. That's what I'm saying. It's pretty obvious. It's pretty obvious what's happening here. Now, I haven't read the story, so I'm going to open it up. And let's see what he's thinking. Listen, I'm surprised by this as much as you are. That, you know, I just told you something, and all of a sudden, shocking, here it is. Now, I know you can say, well, you're just... You know, no, I'm not. I'm not. I'm not really doing that. It says, last weekend, hundreds of people came out in my little town to protest the tragic death of George Floyd. This protest took place less than 3 miles from my house. Want to know how I found out about it? Well, because it was perfectly peaceful and didn't even involve firebombs and rioting. I found out about it 4 days later in my local paper. Hundreds came out in my little town. Hundreds. It was mostly students from the alma mater I dropped out of, but still hundreds. And not a peep of unrest, just Americans being Americans. There you go. You see, that's how we roll here in rural America. Ah, he must live out in the hinterlands like me. While the stupid Democrats who vote for Democrats stress and worry about another round of looting and burning this weekend in their Democratic-run cities, that's another thing. Whoosh, whoosh, break out the whip. You heard about, of course, Paso Robles the other day. All the people in Paso Robles, when there's going to be wounds inflicted on Paso Robles by Antifa. Oh, no, they wouldn't tolerate that. Everybody got gunned up. They got about 6,000 people on Facebook. And they all showed up in Paso Robles to protect the city. One guy showed up with a whip. And it worked. But you know where the protesters went? Now, you got to listen, Paso Robles. One of the finest places on the planet, I might add. But Paso Robles defended itself. They said, not here. Go down the road a little bit. And they did. They went down the road. Highway 101, actually. They went down the road to San Luis Obispo. And I say Luis, because you know how Luis is. Luis Obispo. A very democratic town. A college town. Great university, I might add. But a college town. And Luis is there. The Democrats, of course. And they go downtown and riot. And so what? You know, hands up, don't shoot. I can't breathe. Hands up, don't shoot. You know, how'd that work? Well, you know, they had a lot of rioting, broken things. So they go to a rural area, such as Paso Robles. They get whipped at. Whoosh! They go down the road a little bit, Highway 1. And guess what? They're out there rampaging, pillaging San Luis Obispo, the city. A Democrat-run city, hello. All the other cities, not so much. This is he's got it. This is exactly what I'm talking about. This guy has got it. And I don't even know him. Says he goes on and says, while stupid Democrats who vote for Democrats stress and worry about another round of looting and burning, this weekend in their Democrat-run cities, all I'm worried about is weather. I got grass to cut on my tractor mower, the one with the bourgeoisie cup holder. Oh, man. Listen, you cannot be a real rural American with a cup holder on your tractor. Come on. And you're out. Use a hand mower. You got to be, you know, you got to be ecologically sound. You know, push mower. Use your own carbohydrates. That's the carbon footprint you want to leave behind, right? Your own CO2. If Democrats want to riot in Democrat-run cities, what the hell do I care? How does this affect me? I'm not responsible for it. I didn't vote for it. Hell, if it weren't for my job, I'd hardly be paying attention. Blue-on-blue violence is not my problem. The left eating itself is not my problem. In fact, the only feeling all this mayhem emits from me, and I'm not terribly proud of this, is a twinge of smug satisfaction in the form of, told you so. I love this guy. Who is this guy? Nick Nolte. Or no, John Nolte. No. There's a difference between John and Nick. Big difference. Have you seen pictures of Nick lately? Anyway, if Democrats want to write, go ahead, baby. So, no, that's me. I'm editorializing. The moment Barack Obama embraced and legitimized the left-wing terrorists in Occupy Wall Street that have now morphed into Antifa and Black Lives Matters, I told you so. The moment Obama and the corporate media embraced the Trayvon Martin hands up, don't shoot and Baltimore hoaxes, I told you so. Now, I was the first one to call out that Trayvon Martin business. That was the first time they attempted a nationwide set of riots organically. The whole thing, I'd have to take the whole show to tell you about it, but the whole thing was a complete hoax. And, of course, the Baltimore, it says, I told you so. I just saw the writing on the wall and got the hell out of Los Angeles in 2011. The left is eating itself. Watching conservatives stress over this baffles me. As the meme goes, let them fight. Let them eat cake. I can't understand the stress if you're a Republican living in a Democrat-run city, but you need to get out. It's just that simple. You need to get out. Unfortunately, things are going to get a lot worse before they get better. But they will get better, just like things got better after all the unrest in the 60s. Eventually, even Democrats will sue for peace by voting for Rudy Giuliani. Because all this baloney about social justice is just the Democratic Party reverting to the soft-on-crime party that imploded in 1972. And he leaves us one final word for us. Relax.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with DEF.
the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. I say it's about time to get out there and start rallying up. I really believe it's time. Shift gears. Let's go. Start rallying up. And all these just these wonderful mayors and governors. Ah, Murphy. You haven't heard much of from Murphy lately, have you? Murphy, the good governor from you know, Jersey? Yeah, that guy. That guy. We haven't heard much from him, have we? I'm just saying, come on. What a moron he is. He is such a moron. He is such a moron. Anyway, Mr. Murphy is kind of hugging the big one, actually. And, you know, so is Nancy Pelosi now. With this jobs report thing that's going on, it's just amazing. What a great job, the jobs report coming in with such great numbers. They've got to be, the Democrats have got to be going, we couldn't destroy the American style capitalism and free market economy. Oh, my God. And that Declaration of Independence is holding strong. And by the way, the Bill of Rights is starting to really work, except for the pastors who don't feel strong enough to feel the Holy Spirit behind them when they open up their church in face of the government. Boy, we've seen real cowardice there. Real cowardice, huh? But the Second Amendment sure seems to work pretty well. That's why if you want to become a member of the new California State Militia, you can. You can become, and even if you're out of the state, we encourage that as well. So go to the website, newcaliforniastate.com, and hit that where it says Militia. And sign up now. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, stay strong. Stay strong, America. We're exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.